First couple of psukim.
Vayidvar Hashem el Yoina ben Amitai Lemar. Kum leichal ninde yiragdele kroyleke also rosam ufnei Hashem. Vayokam Yoina luverech tarshishim ufnei Hashem.
So basically Hashem tells Yoina that he should go to Nineveh and call out to it because they have sinned.
And Vayokom Yoina luvroyach Tarshish. So Yoina gets up to run away to Tarshish. So as we have discussed already in the Hakdoma to Yoina, it's really very big pella that Yoina is running away from Hashem.
We tried to give the pshat what was motivating him, why he was running away. Today we'll get a little bit more clarity in that. We also raised several issues. Issue number one, this is the most dominant issue, because if somebody just reads the Sefer, they can make this big mistake. A lot of times, you know, I'm sure you've heard people say the fifth Chelek Shulchan Aruch. You guys ever heard that expression? No, no. Unbelievable. How could have you not heard that? The fifth Chelek Shulchan Aruch is the Chelek Shulchan Aruch that everybody loves. First of all, everybody knows it. Very few people know Dalet Chelek Shulchan Aruch. Right? But the fifth Chelek Shulchan Aruch is basically what people call whenever they see something they don't like, they go, I don't know if that's against Shulchan Aruch, it's against the fifth Chelek Shulchan Aruch. So everybody loves that chiluk because it's their own chiluk. Whatever you don't like, that's against the fifth chiluk Shulchan Aruch. So if somebody is anti-Israel and they see somebody pro-Israel, they'll go, oh, that's against the fifth chiluk Shulchan Aruch. The opposite, somebody's pro, somebody's anti. That's against the fifth chiluk Shulchan Aruch. If somebody is shlumpy, I don't know if that's against Allah, it's against the fifth Chelek Shulchan Aruch. Some guy is too fancy in his clothing, I don't know if that's against Shulchan Aruch, it's against the fifth Chelek Shulchan Aruch. The fifth Chelek Shulchan Aruch is the most favorite Chelek Shulchan Aruch. It's whatever you want it to be. It's like mun. It tastes like whatever you want. Shamshi, you never heard of fifth Chelek Shulchan Aruch? Wow, I can't believe you guys are like from another generation. When I was growing up, that was the most favorite Chelek Shulchan Aruch. Especially parents. Parents love that. Whatever he did, they didn't like. It's against the fifth Chelek Shulchan Aruch. That's the fifth Chelek Shulchan Aruch. But the truth is, everybody has a little bit of that in them, which means, this is the halacha, but this is what I think is right. Right? This is what I think is right. And it's very hard sometimes to keep the halacha when you hold that it's the wrong thing. The wrong thing. Not everything is... It makes easy sense to you, right? When the Baruch Hashem tells another, go kill out. You see, Shaul HaMelech had a problem with it. Go kill out this entire nation. Men, women, children, Oilo Vadyenik, infants, go into the hospital, the Amalek hospitals, kill out all the babies. It's not kishmak. The Sechel says, come on, it's a baby. It's a baby. That's the fifth Chelek Shulchan Aruch. Now, there's nothing wrong with the fifth Chelek Shulchan Aruch as long as it doesn't go against the first four. You understand? If everybody has a right to have their own ethics and morals and things that they think are right and things that they think are wrong, that's fine. No problem. You can ask Baruch, he has a big fifth Chelek Shulchan Aruch. No problem. But it can't go against the first four. No problem, a person could have a big fifth Chelek Shulchan Aruch, even if there's an Israeli flag in the middle. It's okay. Yeah? As long as it doesn't go against the other four Chalakim and Shulchan Aruch. But to say, I hold this, Shulchan Aruch says like that, that's not an option. So we went through Barichas Yoina, all of Yoina's Cheshbonos, why he didn't want to go to Nineveh. And we can add to them. He didn't want them to do tshuva, then what we spoke about, because then Klai Yisrael would look bad. That's what Chazal tells us. Krevei tshuva. That he knew Anshei Nineveh that krevei tshuva, and they're going to do tshuva right away. It's going to look bad on Klal Yisrael. He didn't want that. We know he didn't want Nineveh to do tshuva also. There's another reason. The Nineveh people were the Ashur. Melech Ashur, the king of Ashur. That was the city of Nineveh. It's part of Ashur. Ashur is the nation ultimately put Klal Yisrael into Golos. Maybe he was thinking about that. There's many reasons why Yoina didn't want to go to Nineveh. But the Rabbanu Shalom gave you a nevuah. And the Rabbanu Shalom said, go. So there's no such thing as not listening. There's a din, koivish nevuosai. There's a din called, if you hold back your nevuah, you chayv misa. So what kind of business is this? That Yoina ben Amitai is holding back his nevuah? What in the world is going on? Chayv misa, that's not a small thing. So how does Yoina ben Amitai not go to deliver the nevuah? That's the plea. That's mamish plea. It's mamish a plea. If the all the rationale, if Lamaisa he got a nevuah, and Hashem told him he's got to go and tell them this, there's no choice. You don't like the message, you think it's not a good idea, fine. I was going to say you're entitled to opinion. The truth is you're not entitled to your opinion. Not if it's against the Rabbanu Shalom. You're not even entitled to your opinion. The Ramah brings down halacha, and you should notice halacha, because sometimes people say it. Sometimes you hear a tragedy. Tragedy happens, so what do people say? Okay, what could you do? The Ramah brings down in halacha, I've heard this very often, you go to Menachem Avil, somebody, right? People go, what could you do? The Ramah brings down, you're not allowed to say that. In halacha, you're not allowed to say, what could you do? Because what could you do means, it sounds like you're saying, if it was me running the world, I would have done it differently. Right? What could you do? Listen. What could you do? No. You're not, api halacha, you're not allowed to tell an Avil, even if you're trying to make him feel good, what could you do? No, what could you do? You're not allowed to say that. So Lamaisa Hashem told Yoina, you have to go to Nineveh to do this nevuah. That's Kovish nevuah, says Chayv Misa. The end is, he ends up going to do the nevuah, because of the whole story with the boat, with the whole, we'll see what happened on the boat. He ends up doing the nevuah, and the end is they do tshuva. And the end is that Yoina is very upset that they did tshuva, which also needs clarity, but the end is they did tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to be happy that they did tshuva, and Yoina is very upset that they did tshuva. For that also, I have a whole shtickle Torah on that, what he was upset, and why it's called Yoina ben Amitai, I will see. But that's the second phase. Right now, I want to be aiming on one point. How could it be that Yoina goes against Hashem? How could he go against Hashem? With a fruma cheshbin, with a good cheshbin, how do you go? You can't go against Hashem. So I want to tell you a gvaldik yisoid that's hidden, it's a little bit hidden in the sefer, but if you look deeper, you'll see that it has a pshat. You know, the Olam I'm sure remembers that Eliyahu Hanavi, you probably remember this when we spoke about it in Sefer Melachim, Eliyahu Hanavi, Hashem had tainus on Eliyahu Hanavi. Hashem had tainus on Eliyahu Hanavi that he wasn't melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael. And that's why Hashem was metaltel El Yonovi. He took him from place to place. Then he took him to a cave. So there's a tshuvas Radvaz. Reuven, you remember that Radvaz? Where they asked the Radvaz pshat. And you remember when I said, I'm all looking at time. They used to ask the Radvaz, what's pshat in Novi? They used to learn Tanakh. So they asked the Radvaz, in the middle of the tshuvas Radvaz, they asked the Radvaz, what's pshat Hashem schlepped El Yonovi from one place to another? Then he took him to a cave. So the Radvaz writes in his tshuvas, that Hashem had tainus on Eliyanovi, that he wasn't melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael. And Hashem schlepped him around for 40 days, so he should remember the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Klal Yisrael after the Chet of the Egel. Moshe also could have said, forget about these people. He didn't. Moshe tried to melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael. Then what happened? Hashem took him to the cave with the Yud Gimel Midas. So Hashem wanted to remind Eliyanovi, you see, remember what Moshe did. L'maisa Eliyahu wasn't Melamed Zchus. So the end is Hashem at Tainus, Hashem said, okay, that's it. I'm finished with it. I'm making him into a Malach. Be'emes Eliyahu Novi is Pinchas. He would have been able to live forever als Pinchas. Right? He had a briskunas olam. He would have lived forever. But Hashem said, I can't keep him here. If he's not Melamed Zchus Klai, so I can't keep him here. On the other hand, can't take him away either. Because I'm making him a Malach. And that's all Eliyahu Novi, that's a Malach, he comes back as a person, he's back, he's forth, the Chassam Sofer writes in his Tshuvas, that when Eliyahu Hanavi comes like a person, he has a din of a person. When he comes like Malach, he's a Malach. That's how he answers why Eliyahu Hanavi comes to every Brus on Shabbos, right? We have a Kisei Shel Eliyahu. But the Gemara says in Erevin that Eliyahu Hanavi can't come on Shabbos, meaning when Mashiach comes, he can't come on Shabbos because it's out of the tomb. He can't make the trip. In fact, the Chassam Sofer, he comes to every Brus on Shabbos. So he says, no. By a Brus, Eliyahu Hanavi comes als Malach. Als Malach, he doesn't have a chiyuv to keep the Torah. So by every, what do we say by Brus? Zeliyo Malach HaBris. Hamoid al Yemini v'somchen, like the Moyel says before the Brus. He comes als Malach. Als Malach, you don't need a, he doesn't have to keep the Torah. But when he's coming als person, then he has to keep the Torah. And that's the Gemara end of Bava Kama. They found Eliyahu Hanavi in a grave in the Pesach forest. They told him, what do you mean? You're a Kohen? Because he was coming like a person. So Eliyahu Hanavi has the, he can come like a person, he can come like a Malach. He's an intermediary. So Advaz explains, because Hashem wants a tzaddik to be Melamed Zchus and Klal Yisrael. That's the job of a tzaddik. Melamed Zchus and Klal Yisrael. So I want to tell you like this. But it's a Pella. The Ribbono Shel Olam goes to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he tells him, right after the Egel, Hanichali, let me be, and I'll kill Klal Yisrael. Let me finish them off, and you'll be S.O.S. Cholagogog. Right? And then Moshe is fighting with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't want. Who's he to fight with the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Ribbono Shel Olam said, it's over. The Teretz is that when Hashem told Moshe, leave me, he was trying to give Moshe an opportunity to fight. He wanted to fight. Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to fight with him. And that's why Hashem used the law. Hashem doesn't have to tell Moshe what he's about to do. Okay, let me be. Don't bother me now. Let me. Hashem doesn't need Moshe Rabbeinu's haskoma. So when Hashem said Anichali, it was a way of Hashem telling Moshe, I want you to fight for Klal Yisrael. And that was Hashem's time on Eliyahu Hanavi. You should have fought for Klal Yisrael, just like Moshe fought for Klal Yisrael. You should fight for Klal Yisrael. And that's a lot of times it comes to do a mitzvah. People have, it's funny, when a guy has a business venture, right, a good idea in business, they work. We once had a guy in yeshiva, he wanted to be good in basketball. He wasn't good in basketball, he just wasn't good at it. He became a good basketball player. I'm not saying he wasn't an all-star, but he went from playing like me, right? Which means that he never got it in. He became at least a Pirates column, at least 50-50. He's like this. A person has something they want. They fight. They fight for it. You know, when you don't want something, you right away go, it's not Pashat. You ever notice people do that? It's not Pashat. I want to go to a shir. Ooh, it got so long. It's not Pashat. Got a flat tire. It's not Pashat. All of a sudden, it's not Pashat. When you don't want something, it's not Pashat. When you want something, it's always Pashat. But the truth is that the Vilna Gaon says that when something is very, very special, it's very hard to happen. You work and you have to work, and Hashem makes it hard. Hashem makes it hard doesn't mean Hashem doesn't want you to do it. Just the opposite. That's a simon. Sometimes it's a simon. If something goes too easy, I always tell the Olam over from the Satma Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Livracha that the Satma Rebbe Zatzal Reb Yoel, he had a chosid that was the Reish Kehil of Satma when in Europe, and then he used to take care of all the Satma Rebbe's needs. He was a wealthy man, took care of the Satma Rebbe. Satma Rebbe came to America. This guy never became a poor man after the war. He lost his money, and I think he was marrying off a child. He needed money, so he came to the Rebbe. He said, "Rebbe, I need $10,000." You can imagine he was very uncomfortable to go to the Rebbe asking for money. He was always the one helping the Rebbe. Now all of a sudden, anyway, the Rebbe, the next day already got the money, had the cash. He calls in the chassid. He has the $10,000, you know, like a Rebbe, cash, mezumin, ready to go. He tells the chassid, he says, do you really need this money? The chassid looks at the Rebbe and goes, Rebbe, the last person I want to go to is you. You think I wanted to come to you for money? I supported you. Why are you asking me such a question? So the Rebbe said, the money came too easily. The Yetzer Hara didn't get involved with the money. So I'm afraid maybe it's not for a good reason. Meaning when you have to do a good mitzvah, it's not easy. Not easy. But people who are so there, it's not a shed. It's not a mice. It's too difficult. It's not a mice. You have a chasna you don't really want to go to. Yeah? You don't really want to go to, but you feel you have to go. Yeah? So it gets a little late and your wife has a cold. You go, it's not a shed. It's not Pasha, it's already 8 o'clock, and my wife has a cold. And Shemayim, they're going to make my wife have a cold tonight at a chasana. My wife only gets a cold 7-8 times a year, by every time when I don't want to go to chasana. Yeah. That's the way people are. But the Rabbanu Shalom Dafka makes it like that, because you accomplish more when you have to work for it. So it's a little hard. The Rabbanu Shalom wanted Moshe to work for Klal Yisrael. That's what Rabbanu Shalom told him, leave me, let me destroy them, and Moshe had to work. That's what Rabbanu Shalom wanted from Eliyahu HaNavi. Now let's look by Yoni, you'll see an unbelievable thing. Unbelievable thing. You know, a Navi only has to give a Nevuah if the Nevuah is clear. Look at this Pasuk. Look at this Pasuk. And I'm sure every time you hear Yoni on Yom Kippur, you don't think about this. But listen to it now, you'll see. Hashem comes to Yoni. He says, "Kum lecha Nineveh. Go to Nineveh. Ha'irak deiro. Ukroi leha. And call out. Call out what? That's not a nevuah. Call out. Call out who? Call out when? So really, the Rabbanu Shalom, all he did was, he told Yoina basically, I'm going to give you a nevuah. He didn't even give him a nevuah. I'm going to tell you what to tell them. There was no nevuah yet. So there was no kovish nevuasai. There was no yet iser on Yoina to try to get away. And Yoina felt that for Kleisel, it's not good for him to get the nevuah. So he thought that's good for his mission. His mission is to run away. Hashem didn't give me the nevuah yet. So I want to tell you a chiddush, Rabbeisai. He Taka did the right thing. Yoina Taka did the right thing. He ran away. He held that that's what he's supposed to do. Not only that, I'll tell you something else. It could be that's what the Rabbeinu Shem wanted him to do. The Rabbeinu Shem wanted him to try to run away. And now, take a look. And this is why I think the Olam may not realize. The second Nevuah, when Yoina gets the Nevuah the second time, Look what it says. Totally different. Over there it reads like this. Vayidvar Hashem el Yoina Sheinis. Hashem comes to Yoina again. This is in Perakimel. Kum leich al Nineveh yir gedoyla. Go to Nineveh. Ukroi leha. And call out to her. Es hakriya asher anoichi doyver elecha. The words that I'm telling you now. So it comes out. The first time Hashem came to Yoina, he didn't even give him a nevuah. He just told him, go to Nineveh, there'll be something to be accomplished in Nineveh. And over there you'll have a nevuah. Why didn't Hashem give him the nevuah? So Yoina thought to himself, al tzaddik, he has to try to help Klal Yisrael. His job now is to run away. His job is to run away. He wasn't over this of Kovish Nevuasa. There was no Nevuah yet. So he ran away. So according to the Pshat, I'm telling you now, Hitaka did nothing wrong. Hitaka was good what he did. He was Moisa Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. And then he was ready to die for it. Think about it. When he was in the boat, and the waves were coming, and the boat looked like it was going to sink. And Yoina says, he identified the problem. Yoina says, you know why it's happening? Because of me. We explained last week, the pshat. It's because of me. So why didn't he just say, okay, and I'm a kabul to go? It's like the Ragel Sheva with Rabbi Kivega. The Velt says over that the Ragel Sheva was once giving shir. He used to argue with Rabbi Kivega all the time, the Ragel Sheva. He argued with everybody. He was known to argue. Right? Not l'shem arguing, but he was a gone. So Ragashev was once in the Beis Medrash, and they say that lightning struck the Beis Medrash, and the whole Beis Medrash shook, and he fell off his chair that he was giving shir from, and he's on the floor, and everybody's shaking, and the Ragashev says, I know why that happened, because I was just in the middle of arguing with the Goyen Reb Kiveya. Everybody was, wow. And then he looks around and he goes, but what can I do? Was kann ich tun? Ich bin fortgerecht. I still hold I'm right. I still hold I'm right. Was kann ich tun? Ich bin fortgerecht. Lava Shemaimi. Yoina at that time, think about it, maybe he didn't think of this question either. But it's finally Yoina identifies himself. He goes, I know what this is for. This is because of me. Because I'm not going to Nineveh. That's why it's happening. He says, you know what? There's no way to throw me into the water. They say, no, we don't want to throw you in. We don't want to throw you in. I got a simple solution. Go! Go! You're going to get up now and say, okay, Rabbanu Shel Olam, you won. You won. I'm going to Nineveh. Did that question bother anybody here? If it didn't, why not? You should give yourself a patch. Oh, that's a patch that you give yourself. That's not, give yourself a patch like I would give you. Miriam goes like this. Shall I show you what I meant? Yeah, boy, say. Why does Yoina say, you know, there's no eights, so throw me aboard. What do you mean throw me aboard? Now we know everything. Now Yain is coming up, he's saying, Al Chait, it's me, it's because of me, because I'm running away from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Throw me into the water. So throw me into the water. And they don't want to throw him into the water. They don't want to kill him. It's a whole, and after they throw him in, they ask the Rabbanu Shel Olam for Mechila, what can we do? So I have a simple solution. Hey, Jonah, you're going to Nineveh. The Torah says, Yain was ready to be Moser Nefesh, not to go to Nineveh. But he held that was his mission. His mission is to be Moser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. Because the Rabbanu Shel Olam didn't give him yet a nevuah. The Rabbanu Shel Olam gave him a vague nevuah. So it was just like when Hashem told Moshe, leave me, let me kill Klal Yisrael. Moshe knew what Hashem wanted from him. That's the pshat. Afterwards, ultimately, Hashem Taka comes to Yoina and gives him the nevuah. And that would explain why Yoina wasn't punished. Maybe we could say that's the reason why we read another reason why we read Mafta Yoina and Yom Kippur. Because Sefer Yoina represents the ultimate Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. The Mishnah says in Yuma that all Yaveiros could be cleaned on Yom Kippur except for Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So we dafka read Sefer Yoina, the climax of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, where he was ready to die not to hurt Klal Yisrael with his nevuah. That's the Spitz Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So that could be another pshat in why we talk about Sefer Yoina on Yom Kippur. Okay.